Hi, it's Mike Church, founder of the Veritas Radio Network and the Crusade Channel. Maybe you didn't know this, so let me clue you in. We are a listener-owned radio enterprise, meaning we're the little guy, the underdog, a David in a stadium full of fake news Goliaths. So, in exchange for your listening to this awesome preview of one of our shows, Puddle's Pity Party, promise me you'll download our free app and use it to listen to that show when it's live. And number two, consider joining us and becoming a paying Founders Pass member by going to crusadechannel.com and clicking the join button at the top of any page. Now that's not asking too much, is it? So go ahead, relax, and enjoy the following feast of original programming exclusively here on the Crusade Channel. King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers. Previously, the Migration Board had identified 132 married children. Of them, 129 girls and 3 boys. Most of them coming from Syria, Iraq, and Afghanistan. Gee, I wonder how they were made refugees. I wonder who had a hand in that. Part of the problem is that neither the Migration Board nor the Swedish municipalities have any routine to detect married minors. Folks, none of this is going to matter. None of it. None of it. They've already established a foothold for Sharia law. They may as well just start hoisting the flag of Turkey up over the capital of Sweden. Sad part of it is, I don't think the Swedish will even put up a fight. The few that wish to remain Swedish will just immigrate. They'll just flee to Denmark or Finland. And then after the Muslims come from in those countries, then they'll just flee somewhere else. But the countries, as Nordic countries, their days are numbered. It's over. The only thing that might save them is that the Muslims actually take these countries over and figure out they don't like living in cold weather. We went all the way up until it hit Sweden, and it was just too cold. You cannot run around in sandals during November, December, and January. Too cold. Most of the girls who were married were 16 or 17, while 14 of them were age 15 or under. Part of the problem is that neither the Migration Board nor the Swedish municipalities have any routine to detect married minors. In its current state, the Swedish marriage law has fetched a lot of criticism from among others. Swedish star advocate and women's rights campaigner Elizabeth Massey Fritz called this practice unacceptable. Well, good luck with that, sweetheart. Earlier, the Swedish authorities, including Justice Minister Morgan Johansson and Minister of Children Asa Regne, have repeatedly pledged to review the law on child marriages. Well, I hope it was cold milk.